local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. You can also hear us on 95.3 and AM 1620. Austin Price in the studio with you, joined by Jake Walker. Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Hour two, yay.
Yeah. I've done that multiple times now, and I think I only do it for hour two. I don't know why.
It's your favorite hour.
Yeah, but I will say it's like... I think I got that inspiration from like SpongeBob, because there's an episode, it's years old, but there's an episode where like the Krusty Krab stays open for 24 hours a day, and they're all losing their sanity because they're not sleeping, and Mr. Krabs has a cowbell and like a dinger, so he's hitting it and he's going, day three, give it up for day three. So that's like what I do, but I only do it for hour two, I think, and I don't know subconsciously what that's all about, but either way. 5:12, we'll get into what's actually important, the top three stories. Starting with the Biden administration, it believes that Israel could be attacked by Iran and its proxies as soon as this week. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today. Iran has threatened to retaliate against Israel following the recent assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. The U.S. has sent more military resources to the region and is monitoring rising tensions in the Middle East. President Biden, meanwhile, is continuing his push to strike a ceasefire deal that would include the release of hostages held by Hamas.
A wildfire near Athens is prompting Greece officials to urge residents to evacuate. Nearly 700 firefighters and almost three dozen air units are battling the blaze that started Sunday afternoon in a town just north of Athens. Greek media reports that the fire now covers more than 19 miles. Videos and photos show dark smoke clouding the sky near the Parthenon Temple. Just over a dozen citizens and two firefighters have also been treated for burn and respiratory injuries.
And most Republicans support President Biden's policy proposals to reform the Supreme Court. That's according to a new USA Today poll that asked about Biden's three-pronged approach to the high court. The poll shows that 7 in 10 Republicans support a code of ethics for justices. Just over half also support an 18-year term limit for them and a constitutional amendment that declares that not even the president is above the law. Nearly 9 in 10 Democrats support Biden's proposal, putting overall support at 76%. Here locally, the potential, we were touching on this, it's not a potential next tropical weather maker. It is a tropical weather maker. I put it in local headlines and forgot to take it out after our update last hour. So here's the deal. I'll just give you a quick rundown. It is now a tropical storm. It's called Tropical Storm Ernesto. And this is out over in the Atlantic. And it's supposed to, we were watching the weather update last hour, literally as I was reporting the story. It is supposed to, it has developed, but it's supposed to curve upward. And head towards Bermuda, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And so it's supposed to not hit us. It was a thing that was like us locals were keeping in the back of our minds, but it is looking fine at this moment as far as how we'll be affected, which clearly, at least currently, seems not at all. Jake, what else is going on locally?
Well, early voting has started in Escambia and Okaloosa counties. It began on Saturday, less than 2 weeks from the Florida primary elections. There are several locations that you can utilize to vote in the counties. Voting hours go until 6 p.m. Also, early voting in Santa Rosa County started today. Early voting goes through August 17th, and the primary is August 20th.
And a steady flow of, well, you know what, before we get into that, that'll be a cliffhanger. A steady flow of what, Austin? I'll tell you after traffic and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups still basically in the same areas we were touching last hour. So I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still looking pretty backed up at this time. Same with Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox. And the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road looking rough as well. Speaking of Burgess Road, if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Burgess, we've got some backups still lingering in that area. And same could be said for North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. That's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, we got Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. And then as you continue westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, you're going to have another wave of congestion there. And if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, that's Highway 90. 90, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. We do have some minor backups in that area as well. Jake, how's the weather, my man?
92 degrees, fair skies, sunny. Low of 78 tonight. Winds out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. Humidity 48%. No precipitation, but leading into the weekend, we've got rain chances about 40%. Wednesday, a high of 97 is forecast. So definitely check on your neighbors and your family members and keep your pets hydrated.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Carrying on with some local headlines here, I'll finally get you off the edge of your seat. All right.
So
we had a steady flow of sewage that got into Escambia Bay, and it made for quite a shoddy weekend for people. So,
oh, man.
What? What?
Just go ahead. You know what you did.
No, I honestly don't know what I did.
Shoddy?
Yeah. Like, oh, that's he did a shoddy job. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, are you implying how it's close to another word?
Exactly, I am. Yes, sir.
Well, okay.
100%.
Dude, it's like we have, you know, we have like radio delays and stuff that we program here that's like 7 seconds. That's how my brain works. It's like a 7 second before I get a joke or something.
That's how we get our jollies. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I'll just get them just a few seconds later. All righty. So this did make for a pretty sorry weekend, though, for at least some people. It had one neighborhood off of Scenic Highway on edge because not only were there hazards of feces being in the water where they fish, but also because loved ones were swimming in those waters at the time of the sewage overflow.
Yeah.
The State Department of Environmental Protection says that a broken water main was to blame. People started noticing the sewage gushing down this culvert into the creek on Saturday afternoon. A dead fish floated in the creek while at the edge of the bay, murky dark water replaced the normally clear banks and beachfront. Crews from Emerald Coast Utilities Authority were on site trying to suck up the sewage as a huge vacuum hose fed the discolored water into a 2,200-gallon tank truck. The culvert, which carried sewage on Saturday, carried a steady flow of clean water Sunday morning from a nearby hydrant in an attempt to flush out tainted waterways.
Man, you think your job stinks.
Okay, oh, I got that one on
okay,
time.
Okay, all right. Took me a few minutes there to get that one. Two Niceville women were arrested Friday after a meth lab and other narcotics were found inside their vehicle. The report states, I don't know what report it is, but there's a report out there that states that 35-year-old Carly Pellucci and 33-year-old Tiffany Williams were stopped by deputies for a traffic violation on Cedar Avenue. Okaloosa County deputies searched Pellucci's vehicle, where they discovered an active meth lab, as well as other narcotics and drug paraphernalia. Pellucci was charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of drug equipment. Williams received 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug equipment. Both are being held without bond.
And a 34-year-old Fort Walton Beach man has been arrested for sexual activity with a minor. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, deputies say the teenage victim reported the relationship to her mother, who then reported it to the authorities. Victor Ruano Yuman was arrested on Friday. Investigators say the interactions with the 17-year-old took place on multiple occasions between January and June. He's being held in Okaloosa County Jail on a $300,000 bond.
Mm. Wonder how old he is.
34.
Oh, 34. That's right. Okay.
Double
yeah,
the age,
that's
yes.
Yeah, no.
Not good.
And tragically, a race car driver has died after a serious crash on the Southern Raceway track in Milton on Saturday night. According to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, James Fox died after hitting a retaining wall and having a medical emergency during the race. According to deputies, he was airlifted from the track to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, where he later died. The race was canceled after the accident occurred.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's just, I said it last hour. It was like, I had buddies who were saying, hey, did you hear about that? And it was on, you know, on my Facebook feed and stuff. I mean, that just really, that really rocked the Milton community. Very upsetting story.
What kind of cars? Do you know what they were racing?
No, I do not. I'm not much of a racing guy.
Me neither. I'm, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just, but that's the thing. I mean,
dangerous.
And yeah, it is very much so. And, you know, they have a lot of safety precautions, especially at the higher level. But, yeah, it's nonetheless high speed collisions. And he had like a health scare.
Right. Medical emergency. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing that took place. And then I think there was a wreck involved. It was just very, very,
very
terrible situation for sure. 5:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some state and national headlines for you, along with the ticket giveaway. So we'll see how that turns out. We'll be giving that away just before the Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
beginning Monday, August 19th. Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road looking rough as well. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still has some pretty heavy backups. And the same can be said for North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and then a bit more as you continue westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And then Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, heading in the direction of Glover Lane. Jake, how's the weather?
93 degrees right now, a low of 78 for tonight. No precipitation today. Wind is out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Humidity at 49%. Wednesday, 97 for a high, 78 for a low, and looking at about 40% chance of rain and showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All righty. We'll get through these state headlines as quick as we can because we do have a ticket giveaway to do at the end of this segment. Starting with the Big Bend being in line for federal financial assistance following Hurricane Debbie, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the area. That'll free up money for Taylor, Hamilton, Lafayette, Levy, and Suwanee counties. More money could be coming too. Florida Division of Emergency Management Executive Director Kevin Guthrie says we'll continue to ensure every possible resource becomes available for impacted homeowners and businesses.
Now that Sarasota and Manatee counties are among 10 declared a federal disaster area after Debbie, FEMA teams are on the ground and going door to door. FEMA Representative Nate Custer says the key is to apply for disaster assistance. There are several ways to do that, including online at disasterassistance.gov. Custer says that there's a wide range of help available and everything will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wonders why more states don't count votes the way Florida does. DeSantis called out Pennsylvania on X yesterday for a post made by the Pennsylvania Department of State. The PDS wrote that Pennsylvanians won't always know the final results of all races on election night. DeSantis writes that Florida has millions of more voters casted than Pennsylvania, yet we count the votes and report the results on election night in an efficient and transparent manner. He adds there's no reason why this cannot be done in every state in America.
New discoveries in Broward County could shed some light on mysteries surrounding the disappearances of three people decades ago. Human remains of three people were found yesterday in Plantation. Plantation Fire Rescue says the remains of a woman and a child were found in a car submerged in a canal. A search team called Sunshine State Sonar believes the remains could have been there for at least 50 years. Another car found in another canal contained the remains of a man believed to be there for 20 years. Their identities have not been released. There's also no word on how they died.
All righty. Looking at the ticket giveaway here, we got a pair of tickets to Incorruptible, Pensacola Little Theater's production of Incorruptible. It's August 16th to the 25th. It's a dark comedy about 13th century France where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around a struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrims and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic.
That's Weekend at Bernie's, man. Weekend at Bernie's.
That's old school Weekend at Bernie's with monks. All right, so all jokes aside, if you are interested in that, we do have a text line that you can text into, 850-437-1620. The first person to text monk. How's that sound?
Nice.
First person to text monk at 850-437-1620 will get this pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater for Incorruptible. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Pentagon is ramping up its presence in the Middle East over fears Iran could attack Israel this week. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
The president is confident that we have the capability available to us to help defend Israel should it come to that.
Tensions are high after Israel killed a Hamas leader in Iran and a Hezbollah leader in Lebanon. A Texas church demolished today, several years after a mass murder by a lone gunman.
Heavy machinery knocked down the walls of the original First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs Sanctuary, where 26 victims died. Seven of those killed were children. One was an unborn child.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the killings remain the deadliest mass shooting at a church in U.S. history. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Blink Fitness, a budget-friendly gym chain owned by luxury fitness company Equinox Group, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The fitness brand, with more than 100 centers nationwide, is the latest chain to seek bankruptcy post-pandemic, following companies such as New York Sports Club, 24 Hour Fitness, and Gold's Gym. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 140 points, the S&P 500 was flat, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 35 points. Supermicro and Nvidia shares were among the leading gainers in the S&P 500 today on a generally strong day for the chip sector. Shares of Supermicro are flat currently in after hours, and shares of Nvidia down 0.1%. U.S. oil futures for September crude continue their multi-day rally, surging full percentage points, up 3.67% to around $79.67 a gallon, a barrel rather. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The AP poll had Notre Dame ranked 7th as we were about to enter the college football season. Marcus Freeman had 9 wins in his first year on the job, and last season posted 10 wins. And as we head to a 12-team playoff that's geared to get Notre Dame in, Marcus must make the playoffs this year, or his third season as the head coach at Notre Dame would be a massive failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, what do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now, it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. Want to give a quick shout out to Bradley. He won the pair of tickets to what was it called again?
Incorruptible.
I wanted to say incorrectible. I'm like, I know that's not right. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't me forgetting. It was my tongue forgetting how to work. Forgive me for that. Anyway, but yes, he won the pair of tickets. It's not the last tickets we're going to be giving away this week. It is the last pair that we give away today. But I think tomorrow, don't quote me on this, I believe Pensacola Morning News is supposed to give away a pair. And I think we are giving away at least one other pair tomorrow as well. Yeah. All right. Getting into some national headlines here. Voters will head to the polls in several states tomorrow. In Minnesota, progressive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar will defend her seat against former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. The contest comes after two other members of the so-called progressive squad, Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush, lost their Democratic primaries this cycle.
The White House supports eliminating taxes on tips for hospitality and service workers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, I always say her name like that, told reporters both President Biden and Vice President Harris have, quote unquote, always had the backs of working people. Harris, during a campaign rally over the weekend, vowed to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips, a policy first suggested by former President Trump. Trump, in response, accused Harris of stealing his idea.
Yeah. Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz scheduled to visit Newport Beach, California tomorrow. Will O'Neill, the Republican mayor of Newport Beach, says that Walz is welcome in his town, but, and I cannot I could not depict just how big that butt is. Said there is a stark contrast between Newport Beach and Minnesota. O'Neill goes on to say that his city, with all seven council seats held by Republicans, did not defund the police in 2020, embraced conservative economic values, decreased debt, and increased quality of life, did not allow protesters to burn local businesses, and cared about human flourishing. O'Neill says that the enduring memory of how Governor Walz handled 2020 is Minneapolis on fire and a police station burning next to it.
Wow.
Yeah. But with that said, welcome aboard, my friend. Welcome to our beautiful city here. Happy to have you.
He needs a show called The Real Deal with Will O'Neill.
Yes, he does, because that was quite a real deal.
It really was, yeah. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who looks like he was on the front of that big semi-truck in Maximum Overdrive, pays a professional photographer. That's way before your time, man. I called back there. Anybody out there that's ever seen Maximum Overdrive, you know, like the big green goblin face that was on the front of the really scary. Look it up.
I think I know what you're talking
just
about.
Just Google Maximum Overdrive.
That's something that, like, it sounds familiar, but at the same time, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, he pays a professional photographer six-figure income to capture photo ops of the state's top executive. $200,000 a year goes to Charles Ominey per year to document the governor. The famed photographer counts Mark Zuckerberg, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, you see it, among his former clients. Ominey is one of the highest paid employees on the administration's payroll, making just $34,000 less than Gavin Newsom himself. So $200,000 to take pictures.
No, that's good for him.
That's a good gig, man. Yeah, for sure. That is a good gig.
And he must be good. I haven't seen his work, but he must be good at what he does. I will say, this looks familiar, but at the same time, it doesn't. This is like reminding me of something, and I don't know what. Not Gavin Newsom. It's not reminding me of Newsom.
I don't know. Whenever I see him, it's like, I mean, you know, I'm sure he's a great guy or whatever, and you know. But whenever I see him, it's like he looks like what a movie would cast Satan as. You know, like, hey, we need a guy to play Satan in real life.
Like a humanoid.
It's got to be that guy. Look at his face.
Well, I'm sure we can call his public office and give him that lovely compliment.
I'm sure they would appreciate
protests. That, protests against Israel in the U.S. are expected outside the DNC next week. Pro-Palestinian organizations have thousands of people descending on the convention to protest the Biden administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict and the rising civilian death toll. The largest of the planned demonstrations is called the March on the DNC. It's scheduled to start at noon on August 19th and the evening of August 22nd at Union Park, less than a half mile from the venue. The groups are calling on Kamala Harris, that is, and the Democratic Party to push for an immediate ceasefire and end U.S. military aid to Israel.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging Donald Trump to stop questioning the size of Kamala Harris's campaign rally crowds. In an interview with Fox News Today, the California Republican said Trump should focus instead on Harris's policy positions, including her handling of the southern border.
I think that's good advice.
Good advice.
Getting into some sports headlines here. The final medal count, let's see if I can go off of memory. I believe the U.S. has 126 current medals in total. Second place is China with 91, and the U.S. and China finished tied with 40 golds. So obviously the U.S. really showed out. Couldn't be prouder to be an American. But we do have a couple of Olympic headlines for you here, starting with Jordan Chiles. USA Gymnastics says that there's a video showing an inquiry into her floor exercise score that was made before the deadline. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee said it would reallocate the bronze.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. The bronze medal to Romania's Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ruling found that the U.S.'s inquiry over Chiles' score came after the one-minute deadline and reinstated her original score, bumping her down to fifth place. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is appealing the decision. Following the IOC's call, Chiles said she is taking a break from social media for her mental health.
Boxing gold medalist, here we go.
Amani Halif.
Yes. Okay, there's a K in there.
I know. Languages are hard.
Yes. Well, this person with that name is filing a complaint over online harassment in Paris. The 25-year-old Algerian said she was bullied. Oh, it's she. Said she was bullied on social media after Italian boxer Angelina Carini left the quarterfinal match 46 seconds in. Carini said she never felt a punch like this. Halif, who is a cisgender woman. I'm totally confused now. I'm all over the map.
Halif is the one that they believed was trans. Cisgender means you're the gender you were assigned at birth, I believe. Basically, cisgender means you're a biological woman. You live your life as a woman. You identify as a woman, so on and so forth. I think okay. That's what cisgender means. So, but bottom line is, all you need to know is that she was born a woman. Because that's what people were saying she wasn't. They were saying she was not born.
So you can't just say biological? You have to say cisgender?
I don't know. Biological woman, Halif.
Okay. So, Halif was disqualified from last year's Women's World Championship after a gender eligibility test found elevated levels of testosterone in her system.
And that's where the controversy came in as far as whether she was a biological woman. But, okay. I mean, women have heightened testosterone sometimes. It happens.
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very quickly here. Well, we're already past the time limit for traffic and weather, so we'll get that handled first. If you're traveling on I-10 westbound towards Palafox Street, we still have some backups there. Same if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street itself towards Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Jake, how's the weather?
91 degrees, a low of 78 tonight, winds out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour, humidity sitting at 50%, no precipitation today, but we're getting up to, it's already lowered now. We're now at just 30% chance of rain on Thursday and Friday, 40% on Saturday. The high this week is probably going to be on Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, sharing a 96-degree high with 78, 79 degrees for a low there.
All righty. Lastly, here in sports very quickly, Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran being suspended for 2 games by the MLB after he said an anti-gay slur to a fan on Sunday. In the sixth inning of the game against the Houston Astros with the Sox down 10-0, Duran was up to bat when a fan heckled him. Duran reportedly told the fan to shut up and directed the slur at him. You can hear him on a mic, I believe, and I think to quote him directly, he said, "Shut up, you blanking blank." So you kind of can figure what he said there. In a statement, the Red Sox said they'll donate the salary from Duran's suspension to the Federation of Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Duran apologized after the game, saying he feels awful knowing how many people he offended and disappointed. Listen. Slurs are wrong. Nobody's trying to say that they're not. Right. However, what I will say is that I can't take it seriously when people on social media of all places, clutch their pearls and are acting like, I had no idea he was such a bigot. He said something mean to a person. I firmly believe that when he said the word that he did, it was not a hatred towards homosexuals in mind. I don't think he thought the heckler was homosexual.
It's just a reflex.
Yeah,
slur.
He said
top
a mean
of mind
word.
Slur.
Right, and it's a word that straight people have used on me as an insult. It's like, and I'm straight. It's like, it's not, you know, always used on gay people. It's a mean word that shouldn't be used, but people use that word. I wish they didn't, but they did, and he's an idiot. He got suspended. Hopefully this will blow over. Very quickly here, some health, business, and science notes. Vice President Kamala Harris strongly disagrees with Donald Trump's position that the U.S. president should have a say in Federal Reserve policymaking. Harris told reporters in Arizona over the weekend that the Fed's an independent entity, and as president, I would never interfere in the decisions that the Fed makes. That was in response to Trump's comments last week after the president said the president should at least have a say in Fed policy. Trump said he thinks he has better instincts than some of the people in the Federal Reserve, and Fed officials are appointed, not elected, and the board makes decisions based solely on furthering the long-term interests of the U.S. economy, not whether voters approve of them. So there's some context on them there.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. The White House wants to make it easier for consumers to cancel subscriptions and services that they've signed up for. The Federal Trade Commission could finalize a proposal called Click to Cancel as soon as today. President Biden's domestic policy advisor acknowledged that companies make it easy to sign up for a subscription or service, but consumers then have to jump through many, many hoops to cancel before getting hit with additional charges. The reason is so companies can, quote unquote, hold on to your money longer. The FTC proposal hopes to make ending a subscription as easy for consumers as beginning a subscription. I know that all too well.
And ad slots for the 2025 Super Bowl are almost sold out. Variety reports that Fox is leveraging the high demand to price 30-second commercials at more than $7 million and asking buyers to commit to an advertising package that includes other Fox properties. The game will be broadcasted from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th. Yeah, over $7 million. That sounds about right based on what recent figures we've heard. And that number's just going to keep climbing. I can only imagine.
It's like, hey, we're going to air your 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl. And you're like, yay, sweet. And then they're like, and we're going to have some other advertising stuff on other Fox properties. Oh, okay. Nice. nice. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's
if you're going. Okay, go ahead.
That's cool, I guess. Yeah. All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, some pop culture notes and some wacky stories for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
That's old school.
That's high quality MP3 right there.
I think I've had that said before about that song in particular.
Ugh,
yeah, it's like it just sounds a little low quality.
Coming from somebody who used to be the engineer and producer on Andrew McKay's show in the morning, it seems like some of his song files that he brought to the station were dubbed off of an old 8-track and then replayed through a boombox being recorded onto a cassette tape that had like 8 recordings on it already.
And then while it's being played, he just has his phone pushed up to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we love you, Andrew. All right. Just about, he said it, not me. Just about 5:55 here. We'll take one last quick look at the roads and weather for this hour, and then we'll get into some pop culture notes for you. So we're starting to see a lot of the congestion that we're used to dying down, just like it does typically this time every day. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we still have some backups over there, though they are increasingly minor. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we have just a little bit of backups in that area. And same could be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not too much going on. And hopefully those should die down over the course of the next 10 minutes or so. Jake, how's the weather?
91 degrees, a low of 78 tonight. Winds out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. Humidity at 51%. It's weird. The longer we go on, the humidity keeps rising. So tonight's just going to be muggy and nasty. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a high of 96 with a low of 79. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've got some rain chances moving in with highs in the 94 and lows in the low 80s.
Mm, all right. Very nice. Getting into some pop culture notes here. Cinematic super couple Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominating the box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine took the top spot at the box office for the third straight week. The Marvel Studios film took in $54 million to help bring its global total to just over $1 billion. Meanwhile, Lively's It Ends With Us. Excuse me, I just burped while I was talking. I promise I'm more tidy than that. Meanwhile, Lively's It Ends With Us blew past expectations with $50 million in its debut weekend to take second place. The last time a husband and wife duo took the top two spots at the box office was in 1990 when Bruce Willis's Die Hard 2 finished in first place, followed by Demi Moore's Ghost.
Ghost, what a great movie. The first teaser is being released for, speaking of movies, for Neon's The Monkey. The film is based on the Stephen King short story of the same name. It follows two brothers, both played by Theo James, who find an old monkey toy that was their father's in the attic of their childhood home. That always goes well when something like that happens. That's when a series of deaths begin, see, to happen and cause the brothers to throw the monkey away and move away from each other. Yeah, that's going to do it. However, years later, the deaths begin to happen again, and they must reunite to find a way to get rid of the monkey for good. The rest of the cast includes Tatiana Maslany.
That's how I'd say it.
Okay. Elijah Wood and Laura Minnell. The monkey hits theaters on February 21st.
I love how you're sitting there going, that can't be good. Yep, see, I told you. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I can see Jake now on February 21st, feet up in the theater, sitting there with popcorn, leaning over to some random person going, see, I told you that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's just that's no good. That's why they don't let me into Gulf Breeze Cinema anymore. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into next hour. Actress Millie Bobby Brown's last name is going to get even longer. The newlywed, who tied the knot with New Jersey rocker John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, is adding Bon Jovi to her name. So she will now be known as Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. The 20-year-old Brown and 22-year-old Bon Jovi got married back in May. Well, it says got married, but why are we talking about the last name change now?
Does that mean engaged?
I remember them getting engaged a little while back. That may be what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, they got engaged back in May. Now they're married.
Okay.
So, or maybe she just filed for the name change today. I don't know.
Maybe. Man, what are you dragging your feet for, Bon Jovi? Come on, what are we doing
maybe
here?
There's issues there. We need to get him on Dr. Phil. Scarface actor Angel Salazar is dead at age 68. TMZ reports that Salazar's representative said the actor passed away in his sleep in Brooklyn over the weekend. They didn't mention a cause of death, but said that he suffered from heart issues. Salazar played Chi-Chi, Al Pacino's sidekick, in the 1983 Brian De Palma film. He also appeared opposite Tom Hanks in the 1988 film Punchline, which was a great movie, and with Pacino again in 1993 in Carlito's Way. Punchline was like one of the first movies that I watched when I was a kid that my parents probably would not have approved of me watching. Like when I snuck out and saw Eddie Murphy Raw at one of my friend's house, and then I said something from it in front of them one day, mistake, and they're like, you've seen Eddie Murphy.
Where did you hear that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah, they got married back in May. They got like engaged months before that. Like it was a while ago. I don't know when though, but just know it was before May of 2024.
She does look like she's 10 years old though. So.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that. Lastly here, just a quick wacky story for you. A man is facing charges for allegedly trying to ship over a ton of meth to Australia. Authorities announced Friday El Monte resident Ying Tang Lee was in custody following a lengthy investigation. They said he had the shipments falsely labeled as other items and listed fake shipping companies in an effort to get the drugs across the Pacific. He's charged with distribution of and attempting to distribute methamphetamine, as well as exportation of controlled substances. He could face anywhere between 10 years and life in prison.
For that?
Yeah, come on. I mean,
just a ton of meth.
Yeah, just how much is a ton? 2,000 pounds? Just 2,000 pounds. What are we doing here? You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.